In preparation, you know, we're preparing to vote on Tuesday, so I'm hoping and praying in preparation. You looked at the candidates, you know who you want to vote for. It's a right and a privilege to do that. We prepare for church in the mornings, and so we are anticipating with the community egg roll that some of the young people might be coming back to church along with their families. So we got to prepare. So Travis and Tina is thinking and preparing. And some of you came to church last week, I think, and rearranged the Sunday school rooms and getting prepared just in case somebody's going to show up. So since COVID, we've taken the children's message out of the order of worship. So in preparation of people coming that Tina and Travis and the rest of you can minister to, I thought good idea to put it in the order of worship, because then if authors happen to show up, which they do sometimes, he can say, oh yeah, they got a youth message. So, and a lot of times I get more compliments on my youth message than I do my regular message. So I think it's a good idea. So if you wonder why it's in the bulletin and you don't see any youth in church, get your mirror out, because we're all young at heart. We're all children of the living God. And sometimes it's just a simple message will just, you know, permeate in you, and you become a child of the living God. Or better yet, a mature one. Because we got mature ones here, don't we? Yeah. Yeah. Phil, did you have the scripture you said for the youth message?
Yeah,